as I was saying, this next one is another falcon, a close cousin to the peregrine. This is the brown falcon. Much more common than the peregrine. It's found all over Australia. In fact, probably the most common bird of prey in the country. They're just about everywhere from the desert to the coast. Bring him over nice and close to start with. And we'll fly him around and give him some exercise too. You can see the brown falcon is a very similar size to a peregrine, but it's a much different shape. They're not as streamlined. So they only dive at about half the speed, quick enough to catch a few small birds, but it really means they can hunt for a lot of other different food too. So they'll hover and then dive onto mice and rats. You can see they have very long legs, so they can run after a snake or a lizard in the long grass. There's very hard scales on those legs, like armour, so they're not bitten. They'll also look for something dead, like a roadkill. In fact, really, they'll feed on anything at all, and it just makes them so much more adaptable than the peregrine and so much more common because of that.
So how come this one is here?
Yeah, this one's not injured, but he was abandoned by his parents while he was only very small. His mother and father just left him, and he couldn't look after himself, so he was found and brought to us. So he's been here since he was only a baby. Even now, he's only about 1.5 years old, so he's still very young. He'll live till he's about 20. Doesn't stay still long enough for you.
That's okay.
So he's looking around.
It's a movie.
Oh, that's all right, then.
Yep.
All right, we'll give him a bit of exercise. We might see him in action. Up on the roof to start with. Ready? As I say, being a young bird, he does need lots of exercise, this one. We like to give him a good workout every day. He's still really in training at the moment too. He hasn't learned everything he's going to. He doesn't like to wait till he's called, as you can see. That's one thing we're still teaching him. He likes to do his own thing a little bit. No, we're not ready for him yet. So what we want him to do is sit on the roof there and wait until I put my hand up in the air as a signal for him to fly. He doesn't want to wait. There he goes, got the better of him again. Just get him back up there. But this is the easiest age to train them, is while they're young. So if he waits till I do that, then we'll give him a little piece of food as a reward. So that's how we train all of these guys. Positive reinforcement basically just means you ask them to do something, and if they do it, then they get a reward. Okay, another good catch. No, you weren't called that time. Once more. There we go. Another good one. Alright, we haven't finished with him yet, but we've warmed him up nicely. I need a bit of help now. You got anybody feeling brave again? You don't need any money for this one.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. We'll get you out here. We might give you all a go today. We've only got four, so we'll make it nice. You can be first, though. All right, what we're going to do is we're going to get him to fly from the roof, straight down towards you, really close, straight through your legs.
Okay.
If you just turn around and face him up there, big gap with your legs. You haven't had an accident for a couple of weeks, but you can keep hands in front if you like, so quite dangerous for the boys. You ready? Here he comes, straight through. Too easy.
That's great.
Well done. How do we go with the camera? We'll try again. Are you ready? Here he comes. Straight through again. Well done. Thank you.
Thanks.
Who's next?
I can do it.
Yeah, have a go.
Yeah, sure.
Same thing again anywhere there.
Okay.
Yeah. Ready? On his way. Straight through. Thank you. Do you want another go?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Sure.
Yeah, tunnel. Only pretty short tunnel today, but we'll see how we're ready with the camera.
Yep.
There we go. Nice work. Very quick. Want to have another go?
Yep.
As I say, it's really good for him to have a good workout doing this every day. There we go. Beautiful job. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And we're still not done with him. I just think he needs a bit more exercise because he played up on you this morning. He was a bit lazy. I'll make him work hard again. Sorry? Do you want to
send you out
play yourself?
Your
yeah.
Working that way?
Yeah. Best for him to do it that way. It just gives him the right. Not finished with you yet. On the roof. All right. You ready? There we go.
Okay.
Great job.
Thanks.
Thank you. Now what he's chasing for me, call it a lure. Just a little leather pouch with a piece of food tied onto it. To him chasing after this is a bit like being in the wild hunting. Gonna make him work nice and hard first, but eventually we'll give him something to eat. Let him catch it. So it's just like chasing after from playing in the wild, isn't it? Tease him a little bit first though. Being close.
Aha.
There we go. So now he gets it. Gets his little piece of food, you can see. He doesn't want me to see it and steal it from him. Or any of you guys, so he'll hide it and cover it up with his wings and his tail. Called mantling. He also does that in the wild to hide his food from other animals. As well as hiding his food, it also protects him a little bit. He's very easy to catch on the ground. So it can be a dog, a cat, a fox, or a big bird like one of those eagles. Could very easily attack him and take him on the ground. So that makes him look bigger and scarier, less likely than something will attack him and eat him. He even has markings on the back of his neck like another pair of eyes or another face. So it looks a bit like he's watching anything sneaking up behind him too. Let him get his last few little scraps off there. You done? So you can all get a better look. Can't decide which one you want today. It's a tough choice, isn't it? Mm. Wants both. Better let go. There we go. We'll see him biting the food again there now, so putting his wings in his tail. You can see that this one is only a very young bird because he's still got all these fluffy baby feathers. He is losing them and replacing them, so he's becoming more streamlined. He's going to get faster over the next 6 months. Also change colour slightly. He'll be cream all the way underneath and much darker on his back as well. As I said earlier, this one was abandoned by his parents while he was only very small. We're not sure exactly why, but he'd been on his own for 3 or 4 days and he was very close to starving to death. But luckily for him, a couple of young boys were walking down the road. They saw him laying in the gutter, picked him up and carried him home. Gave him to their mum and gave her a bit of a fright. But she passed him on to us and he's never looked back, as you can see. He's doing really well. His record so far is actually 12 people in a row through everybody's legs at once. So he's very good. There's really nothing wrong with him. He's not injured in any way. But because he was abandoned so young, he didn't learn how to catch food. That's something they taught by their parents. We can't give him live prey. It's against animal cruelty laws, so we can't give him a mouse or a rat to kill. And if he can't kill something, he can't survive in the wild, so he'll always have to stay. But very good to have here again to show you up nice and close, because they are beautiful birds.
So he does not go off and look for other...
Every now and then. He has disappeared overnight once or twice, but as soon as he's cold or hungry, he comes and waits outside the door to come back in again. He knows where life's easy. He really doesn't know how to catch anything, so he just can't find his own food if he's out there. So when he's hungry, he comes back.
But there are birds like this in this area, then?
Yeah, very common in this area.
Very common.
In fact, there's one female that often chases him. When he's out here in the show, he'll come in and try and chase him away. He's in her territory, so she doesn't want him so close to where she lives. But you'll often see them just sitting on the power lines by the side of the road, or sometimes just hovering over an open area looking for things below them. They're all over the place here. Well, here's the last bird I have for you today, guys. So if you've got any questions, if you want a close look at him or at the frogmouth, bless them to have fallen asleep again. You're welcome to come up as close as you like. Otherwise, though, thanks for coming along and making up the huge audience. And thanks for all the brave volunteers. If you want to see those devils being fed, 4:30 is when we feed them, and just meet behind us here at number 4 for that one. We'll take you from there.